As we come towards the end of the year, this is Pastor Stephen, ending the year with a thought from the Word of God. Upon the successful completion of his earthly ministry, Jesus left nothing tangible behind. No semblance of material wealth, no writings in his own hand, or any institution bearing his name. What he left behind was a small group of men to proclaim the good news of God's finished work of salvation for mankind through the death and resurrection of the Son by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. These men were the legacy and fruit of his life's work, and these men in turn bore fruit for the Lord. They multiplied themselves by making disciples of many nations. They did not disappoint their Lord as they took to heart his last words to them. "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age." This is found in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. As we come to the end of 2022, has your life been fruitful? I'm certain that if you had heeded our year's theme to abide in Christ, you would have experienced His presence, His providence, protection, and borne fruit that will last. Can you count among your fruit lives that have been transformed by the Lord because of your intentional interaction with them? If you have not experienced the joy of spiritual discipleship, be a discipler today. Introduce the Lord to someone who has yet to experience the joy of being forgiven of their sin, and teach them how to enjoy the privilege of having an intimate relationship with Him through prayer and interacting with His Word. Invite them to join you on your journey with the Lord, showing them the ways and the truths of the Lord through both word and deed. Teach them how to develop Christ-like thoughts and behavior, which will glorify the Father as they are transformed by the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Your transformed life will be the best model and inspiration to one who seeks to be transformed by the Lord. As Paul said, "Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on these things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." This is found in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 to 9. Inspire them to be salt and light to a world darkened and ravaged by sin, bringing hope and life to those who are helpless and lost without a relationship with God. This Christmas season, may we seek opportunities to sow into the lives of our loved ones and friends the good news that miracles of transformation are possible because a Savior has been born to us. Let us proclaim afresh the message of the angels to the shepherds heard that very first Christmas. "Don't be afraid," the angel said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David." May the Lord bless you with a fruitful Christmas and an empowered New Year. God bless you all.